Feel like you're living at a resort every day and head to mandalayliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne. 101.9. This
is the Fox. Oh, here's a creepy story for you, boys. In the mood for a creepy story?
Yeah.
There's triplets and they're in a bedroom and their parents, this is in the US, in Georgia, their parents have shared footage, CCTV footage, because the weird things have been happening in that bedroom. Toys go off in the night. Anyway, they saw on the footage the three triplets all talking to each other and pointing at something in the corner, and they're all trying to get away from it.
Was it Woody and Mr. Potato Head?
No, it wasn't. It's very unsettling footage. You can see them running around the room, then they all join each other next to a wall pointing at something in front of them, but there's nothing there. Let's have a listen. This is, obviously, I have to remind you, these are little two-year-olds. You won't be able to understand what they're saying, but you'll hear them manic. Again, that was really just to illustrate kids are in a bedroom playing with something that's not there. Like, see this, I'll show you a screenshot of it. They're pointing and they're carrying on about something that's not there. And their parents are saying it's a paranormal experience and there's ghosts in their house.
Well, thankfully it's Georgia, so those kids probably all have automatic weapons. So that ghost is in a big trouble.
Be good to be a triplet, I reckon.
Would it?
As a kid. Or someone to hang out with, play. I imagine, how much fun were they having?
That would be fun.
That much fun. So much fun.
Terrified by a ghost? They are having a blast, those three kids.
Nick, do you stand on ghosts? Because we often talk about ghosts on this show.
I haven't seen one.
Yep. Do you believe in ghosts?
I reckon they could be somewhere.
Ooh, okay. So you're a believer. Yeah.
No, not really. I just think...
You're not a denier?
No.
Okay, you're on
it's
the
like
fence.
It's like aliens, you know? Who knows?
They're there. They're there.
Maybe.
Aliens are there. 100%.
Aliens are there.
Yeah, they're there.
Okay, no. You need...
Have you... Mate, space. Amazing place.
The burden of proof is on you to back up and substantiate comment.
Prove there was a ghost in that story.
No, because I didn't say there was. I'm just telling the story because the triplets believe, or their parents believe there are... 131060.
Ghosts aren't real, man.
Well, this is always a bit of fun. We love hearing your ghost stories because people believe in haunted houses. And in Melbourne, what we've found over the years doing this segment, that there are lots of haunted houses around Melbourne.
Oh, there's some creepy places around.
I feel like the ghost of Byron came back this morning. A lot of words being said from over there.
Josiah. Hi, Josiah.
Good morning, guys. I wasn't sure if you were talking about Nick or I.
The ghost has got a top knot.
We love hearing your stories.
Do you believe in ghosts or what? You don't. You don't believe in them.
You know what I want to? I actually want to believe in lots of things I don't believe in. I think I've got a scientific brain. I can't.
Yeah. That's why I said with ghosts. I'm like, maybe.
Wow. Got a scientific brain.
Well, like, I just don't. Things that. I understand the heritage of a ghost story, of stories and fables for kids, like the way you scare small children with stories to make them not do things that cause them danger. Yeah. So they always created witches and ghosts for kids. Ooh. So kids didn't run out of the house and obviously get kidnapped.
Yeah. White tails.
Oh, don't go out at night. There's ghosts out there. So I then...
White lies.
White lies.
Sorry, mate. Just
not white tails.
Anyway, but I'm prepared to be. I'm prepared to have my mind change, and I would love to hear these stories. They're always fascinating. Same Alex in Frankston. Hi, Alex.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, good, Alex. Alex, have you had an encounter with a ghost?
I did have an encounter with a ghost. It was I think it was about 2015. I was doing a photography assignment with my best friend, and we went to a place called Labasa Mansion in North Cornfield. And I was just looking around and I read a lot of stories about that place, about people seeing these ghosts everywhere and sort of weird things happening. So I was looking up at the second story building, or the second story of the house, and I saw this woman in white looking at me, and she had like blood coming out of her eyes or something, and it looked really weird to me. Like, and I was like, what the hell is that? I looked away straight away. I looked back up. She was gone.
Alex.
That freaked me out so bad. I couldn't go back there. Like, I've gone back there a few times and I just can't stay there.
But I went back there. You know?
Ghost are sick.
Did you
see? To be fair, though, seeing old women in white in Caulfield isn't a rare thing. They're all getting around in that.
They
white
are.
Pants, white shirt.
Thank you for sharing
it,
Alex.
Could be an almost ghost.
Mark in Sunbury. Hey, Mark.
Oh, God. Hey, how you going, guys?
Yeah, good, Mark. Have you seen a ghost?
Yes, I went on a tour of Pentridge with my partner back in November, and I took a photo down one of the cell blocks where they were holding the tour, and I actually caught on photo a person walking into their cell or into a cell.
Was it Ned?
I don't think he was at Pentridge.
Well, no, it wasn't.
He got hung there.
No, at the Melbourne jail.
It wasn't the cell block, so who knows, it could have been Chopper.
Could have been Chopper.
Could have been Chopper.
And it wasn't a staff member, like somebody that worked or cleaner?
No, there was no one in front of me.
You still got the photo?
I've got the photo on my phone. It's
Send
a
it
picture
through.
Of a person of wearing a white shirt, black pants, black shoes. And I went up and showed the paranormal investigator, the person that was holding the tour, and she was actually quite shocked to see that photo too.
It wasn't her husband.
Sorry?
No, don't. And I was just thinking, because the paranormal investigators, I always wonder about them, Mark,
Slash.
Whether or not they need to prove it to you because they've charged you for the experience.
100%. Hey, can you send that through, Mark, to our producers?
I'd love to. I'm a paranormal investigator / tour guide. That's a good pivot. It's a pretty good pivot.
Thanks, Mark. This is, it's eerie hearing these stories. Amanda in Upway. Hi, Amanda.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
Amanda, now this is your daughter, is it, that might have seen something?
It is. It was probably about 10 years ago, and we were in a split-level house, and she screamed in the middle of the night that there was someone in her room. Mm. So obviously full panic stations. So my husband went up there, and obviously there was no one in the room. She was only probably between 3 and 4. And he picked her up and said, oh, sweetheart, you've been having a bad dream. It's okay. There's no one in here. And tried to calm her down. And she was like, no, Daddy, that girl, the one standing there, she comes in my room every night. She wakes me up. And it was really weird. But we had friends come over that were kind of white, witchy type of people. And they said that the room was really cold and that they thought it might have been a kind of portal and she was susceptible because she was open and young to seeing things. So we sold the house and moved on.
Amanda, you got me. I got goosebumps.
It freaked us out a lot. So, yeah, we ended up selling the house.
That girl comes into my room every night.
And it's cold. Is that what the ghost wants? Turn off the AC. I'm very thin. It's freezing.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, this is interesting, and I don't know whether this applies to Victoria because this didn't happen here. This happened overseas in the UK. A man was going past a speed camera, but he knew it was a speed camera. He's a dad. He may have even had the kids in the back. Anyway, he thought, oh, I'm not going to get caught by the speed camera. So he's going really slowly, and he gives the speed camera the bird.
Great.
I know.
So he gets through it, and he thinks he's awesome until he gets a fine for the finger.
Busted.
No.
Unlucky.
Is that a thing? I wonder if that's a thing here.
Can I tell you something, Boxy?
Couldn't be it here.
Tell me something.
Me and Maddie Lappin, when we used to go to training all the time, we'd drive from Bayside over to the north side to go to training at Carlton. And every time we went past the police, we'd stick our finger up because they can't see us. We're like, ha, ha, ha. Like children.
Yeah.
Got them. Like, think we're hilarious. So every time we're in the car with the kids and Alex, I do it. Alex loses her mind because she's like, it's so childish. Now, like every time we go past, I'm like, hey, they can't see.
Do you mean you're
doing
it to the actual cop in the car or you just doing it to the cameras?
The cop cars. It's the same as the camera.
Really?
Yeah, so if a cop car comes past, I'll be sitting there going, woo.
But he's hiding it behind the door.
Dead set.
It's like when your teacher would turn around.
And they look at you and you smile and you're like, hey, little do they know I've got that little puffy up.
Still to this day.
It's like a thing that I do.
We do things in the playground at school and then we just move on. And then some of us don't. And you're still doing that.
Yeah, we still do it.
Some of you get to 40 and you still hide a middle finger from the cops.
A cop will be driving and I'll go, hey, kids, look. And they go, Dad, it's so immature. And the car will go past and they'll be like, woo.
Well, see, anyway. You could fall into this category because clearly he thought he was being a defiant dad.
Yeah.
He's an angry dad. Yeah. He's gone, I'm going to give the camera the finger. He got a fine, so it didn't work out well for him. But I do love it when dads, probably a bit like you, Fev, just crack it? You know, just if you've got an angry dad, what have they done? Like I had a friend of mine, and I remember when we were in, you know, secondary school, I remember actually I can still hear him going off about parking fines. He worked somewhere in the city and he just never paid a parking fine. And I remember it was like, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 he owned, but he just kick off about parking fines.
My dad would always yell about traffic. Always.
Yeah, I don't like
that. They put the free beer sign out. I remember that as a kid. Did they put the free beer sign out if there was a lot of traffic?
If it
was bumper to bumper, he'd say, there better be blood. Like, you better see a big crash, otherwise, what are we
here
for?
I get angry with traffic.
Well, what about Leon's dad, Jeff? Tell the story about what your dad did. He cracked it.
I've got a Jeff as well.
With a G or a J?
With a G, obviously.
Oh, legend. Yeah.
No, he had a bit of a temper. And when my sister and I were younger, we were watching Home and Away one night, and Dad wanted us to do the dishes. And we said, after this episode, and he kept asking us, and then at one point he just cracked it, walked in with scissors while the TV was still plugged in, and just cut the cord.
That's like aggressive. A flaming galah.
That's aggressive. This is good. 13, 10, 6, your lovely stories.
Leon gets his temper from?
Was he have a temper? Jeff.
I was driving around. I forgot Charlie was in the car the other week and somebody cut me off and I yelled a very naughty word and my son in the back went, quack, quack. And I said, what? And he said, duck.
Hey.
Oh. He thought, yeah. I was like, oh, beautiful. 30, that's what you 10, tell mum.
60, we want to hear your stories, your angry dad. Do we have an opener for that, Josiah?
Yeah, you want
to
play?
Oh, yeah, I do. Sorry. I know you've gone fired up the song. Angry dad. Kevin, get in here and clean your bloody room. Share your stories. Let's hear your angry dads. Sarah in Werribee. Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi. Did your dad crack it? Is he prone to losing it?
He sure did. He gave us all these Motorola flip phones when we were like 12 years old.
Sick.
And I racked the bill up to $800 and he snapped the phone in half.
Oh!
Well done, though. Good effort.
Well, how did you get it up? Was that buying like the Crazy Frog ringtone, and that would have been around that time? How'd you rack it up?
No, we have cousins in Sydney, and back then it was like more expensive to, you know, call them.
There was no set plans. STD.
Yeah, we were just calling. You know, oh, we found, you know, oh, here's our cousin from Sydney that we haven't heard from in 10 years. Let's give them a ring.
I try to be angry, Boxy, with the kids.
How?
But, well. I try to, like, do discipline when I try.
Yeah.
Like, if they do something wrong, I'll be like, girls, off to your room, you're grounded. And they just laugh.
Of course.
I don't understand.
You haven't met you. We know you.
Mm. I'm like,
girls, I'm not playing here. Yes, you are, Dad. COD. Yeah. Again, you are playing.
You're grounded from your phone. You're grounded from your iPad. No, we're not. And they laugh. I'm like, God, man. I stick my finger up at him.
No. Were you like that, though, when you played footy? If the coach told you to do something, you wouldn't listen to him?
No, I'd do it in my own way.
Yeah, well, there you go.
What's your own way?
My way.
Yeah, not the way the coach asked.
not the way the coach said.
101.9 The Fox.
And he joins us again, our good mate Tommy Little. Tommy!
Guys, is it just me, or does it feel like each lockdown your 5K radius gets a bit bigger? Mate,
depends where you're going.
First day I was down in Portsea. Second day I did 1,000 steps. I mean, it's a third day I went up to Echuca. I mean, really got some ground covered within my 5Ks, guys.
And now fifth day, aren't you in Adelaide?
I'm leaving today. That's how I'm celebrating my first day of freedom. I'm going into quarantine in Adelaide.
So why are you heading over there so early?
I have to go and get a COVID test as soon as I get there, and then I have to get the result before I can do my show tomorrow night.
Tomorrow. Yeah. Good excuse.
But it's top shelf, guys. It's a really A1 kind of like operating model. What happens is they come here, they knock on my door, they put a garbage bag over my head, they throw me into the back of a van, and then I'm off. It's good.
Hey, Tommy, on the project a couple of years ago, you got ice pucks hit at you. And and you got a couple where you probably shouldn't have got them. Now, any advice? Tomorrow we're doing the Favola Open. I'm getting tennis balls whacked at me. There's a bloke who's serving it at 206Ks. Any advice, mate?
Geez, the Favola Open used to be one of your moves at the bar. mate, don't turn your head. That's the main thing. So the face guard protects you from the front.
I don't have a face guard.
Well, then probably my advice would be get a face guard.
Okay.
No, you got, he doesn't realise this, Tommy. You've got a helmet.
I'm not wearing a helmet.
OH&S, you have to wear a helmet.
I'm not wearing a helmet.
What if your eye gets taken out and then you could sue Fox FM?
I wear a patch and you call me patchy.
I mean, I'm sorry.
He's already given himself a nickname for an injury he won't get.
Yeah. I didn't realise you had such a good plan laid out.
Lose a leg, call me Hopsy.
Fifi, Patchy and Nick. No, that's not going to fly.
Patch. Lose an arm, call me Can't Clap. I've got them all sorted.
What do you mean you're not going to wear a helmet?
What for? Mate. You did ice pucks. You can't see ice pucks, mate. They're on another side of the court. I'm going to see the ball come.
You can't move.
Oh, mate, I'm so sorry. I thought you were getting ice pucks.
No, I'm getting tennis balls.
Oh, then my advice would be harden up.
Oh, okay, tough guy.
Tennis balls, you're right. Who cares? Let them hit you.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, Tommy, okay, you're going to Adelaide, but you're coming back, and can I do something for you? Can I give you your show a big plug and get, because tickets are still available, Tommy's Little Big Comedy Showcase. Oh, yeah. Head to tickettech.com.au and obviously catch you on the drive home with our wonderful friend Harry.
Yes, it's very nerve-wracking, guys. When we go into lockdown, I don't know if you know the ins and outs of showbiz, but people stop buying tickets to events that are coming up. So please buy tickets, because that event is still happening and there is nothing more lonely than being at the Maya Music Bowl by yourself. So please get along.
You'll be right, mate. Everyone will get there. Now, I did see you yesterday on your show, or the day before, be a bit of a Sandra Sully, late to the party, mate. You did the gravity challenge. Oh, God, everyone had already done it, mate.
I know, but that's what I said as well.
I know. Carrie, I loved it.
Carrie's like, let's do this. I'm like, everyone's done it. Like, we'd even just watched you do it. She's like, no, it'll be good.
Put some sauce. Now put your
hands back. And I'm like, no, mate, because I know what happened. She's like, yeah, that was good.
The funny thing was, Tommy, I watched this on your Instagram page on the show, Carrie and Tommy, and you said every other idiot that has done this on the breakfast shows knew it was coming. Now, Tommy, I was listening to that laughing because I knew what was coming and I still did it.
Mate, it gave me such joy watching you, because there was one, you've still got this reaction that every bloke I grew up with has, which is, 1 second after it happens, you go to square up and fight, even though it was the carpet.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
In my household, we're dealing with milestones at the moment with little Daisy, because she's nearly, well, I think she's 19 months now, and she's only been walking for about 3 or 4 weeks, mm-hmm. so she's still waddling and toddling. Awesome. And actually, it's the cutest, because she's got a bit of confidence, so every now and then she tries to run,
yes.
but we've got a concrete lounge room floor. It's Ooh. Not work. That's not great. So no. lots of mats and, you know, baby mats have to go down.
Cute.
But it's cute, because she's like, oh, look how fast I can go, bam, bam.
Lucky she's got her goggles on too. She often gets around in them.
Loves her goggles and two pairs. Yeah. One's not
Hell,
enough.
Two time.
But still no words. So she's a babbler. She loves to babble, and she really babbles, and she's doing the cute thing that they do, where she'll pick up, I don't know, like a whiteboard duster and put it to her ear and walk around talking like it's a phone.
Everything's
like
a phone.
The mimicking.
House. Yep.
She's worked out how to text message now. I've been in a text conversation with her, which I felt comfortable in.
She does. She loves texting. But the talking, so it's interesting, because I've yet to hear a mama, and I just would have thought we're getting to a stage where mama would be there.
Yeah.
And obviously while I'm here at work, she's looked after, and Trix are both looked after by my wonderful nanny Olga.
Yep.
And Olga does a great job, and she sent me a video the other day.
Uh-oh.
No, like...
Mum's one syllable.
Yeah, just mum.
Olga's two.
Olga's big. You can see where this is going.
Yeah, you can see this.
So, because Olga was very proud of her, as she should be, and I'm her mum, I'm very proud of her too. But it's just not my name, is it?
Olga. Olga. Olga.
She likes her more.
So, is it Olga? Is it just Baba?
No, it's Olga. It is Olga.
Well, anyway, I went home that afternoon. I wasn't having any of that. And I gave Mama a real red hot go.
Can you say Mama? Can you say Mama? Can you say Mama? Mama. No, Mama? Daisy, say Mama. Can you say Mama? Anything? No.
Unlucky.
Does she think that's funny not to say it?
I'm hoping so.
Because once Charlie called me mum and Luch laughed and I laughed because it's funny to call your dad mum. Yeah. And then he just said that for 6 months.
Yeah.
I just got called mum.
I think she's on. I think this is a wind up. I think it's a stitch up.
Well, when you walked out the room, this is what Daisy said.
Olga. Olga.
Okay,
I don't. Well, I kept going. I won't lie. I did it for about 20 minutes.
Nothing.
And then, well, eventually I got something. Tell me, is there a mama in this?
Can Daisy say mama? Mama. Mama? It's not really mama, though, is it? Daisy say mama.
I think she said, shut up, Mum, Olga.
Yeah.
1019, The Fox. Hey, wanted to run this one by you boys. A woman who has lived in different countries around the world, she has highlighted what she believes is the cultural differences that get lost in translation.
Is this Carmen San Diego? I was looking for her for ages.
Who's Carmen San Diego?
Oh, that's an old game. It's a very old game.
Really?
There's a handful of people that are like, that's awesome.
Leon's nodding.
Carmen San Diego.
Great gag. Whenever your head.
It was on a computer.
Where in the world is Carmen San Diego?
It's a video game.
It's a video game that you play as a kid and you learn about geography and you try and trace Carmen San Diego around. Get on board.
It's the same as Where's Wally. But
well, I know
people that.
That
are a bit dumber played that game. That was me.
What? Where's Wally? I think you've got to be a bit smarter to play Carmen San Diego.
That's what I
think
I said.
We're taking away.
That's what I said.
Feet.
That's what I said.
Oh, sorry.
I played Where's Wally?
Anyway, okay, so this, back to Carmen San Diego. Yeah. So she's lived in all these countries. Mm. I'm going to run through some of the things that get lost in translation. So in the UK, and your mum is British.
Yep.
So I'm interested in this one. Apparently in the UK, they use washing up bowls that we don't use here in Australia. Do you know what a washing up bowl is?
No.
Washing up.
That up.
I think it must be in the kitchen. So they put a bowl
a
and things
it's
go
like
in the washing
sink.
Up bowl.
Yeah, it's a sink.
Is it just a sink?
Yeah.
My mum is one of the people that she'll wash everything before the dishwasher.
An
infuriating thing to do.
Yeah, I do that. I rinse and wash before.
No, not rinse. Clean.
Guys,
like they are clean.
Here is something that will change. This is a hack. And if everyone's listening, you might like this too. That is not the right thing to do because the dishwasher then thinks it's clean and doesn't do its job. It needs the dirt on the plates. That is a fact.
Wow.
It's a dishwasher.
I never
hack.
Knew that. God, I'm glad I know that.
The dishwasher scans the plates like Terminator.
Well, the dishwashing companies say
there's
don't
no
rinse them too much because.
That's a good thing to know.
Yep, thank you. I've read that.
No, I'm trying to sell tablets.
So back to this. The UK, they don't do air conditioning, they don't have tumble dryers, so they just have the washing machines. And lack of storage in flats. They're the things that have been noticed about the UK.
Also, carpet on toilet floors over there.
Yeah, well,
not a big fan.
That's not good. In the US, one of their cultural differences is gaps in public toilet doors. You know, like...
Well, their toilets go a different way too.
You mean the water?
On the Simpsons.
You learnt that on
the...
I know, everyone did. Difficult... you can't get kettles. People don't realise that. They don't have kettles in the US.
Really?
No.
What do they put... What are they,
microwave.
In a pot? What, their coffee? The water.
The only whistling
so
you hear is bullets going past. I love that's what she's found is the problem with the US. No kettles.
No kettles.
Hold on, the school shut down again. What's happening
amazing.
Here?
But I want to get to Australians. So these are the quirks apparently that we suffer from. One is we have an obsession with coffee.
Yep.
And as someone who doesn't drink coffee, I agree with that.
Yeah. I love two feet. You know what I love about you? I thought you used to drink too much coffee. I just thought you've been in radio so long, you're smashing coffees all the time. That's why you have the mochas now.
Yeah.
But you're trying to edge into.
Oh, yeah. I'm reluctantly having a mocha just to be part of the gang. I don't really like coffee. And the other thing we do, and I probably agree with this, apparently we say next week, meaning this week. And you know what? I've never understood this. You know how I'll say to someone, oh, I'll see you next Thursday. And they'll go, but is that this Thursday or the Thursday after? And I think it's the Thursday after next Thursday.
Yeah. Have you found mean Thursday
so double
week?
Thursday.
I think we do get this and next confused.
So we've got a day off next Tuesday. That means Tuesday coming.
Hang on, what's
today?
Today's Thursday.
But that, so you,
Thursday.
If you were going to see someone Saturday,
the Tuesday after.
Yes, if you said to me today's Thursday, I'm going to see you next Tuesday.
Which
that's actually going to be the Tuesday after
next
Tuesday.
I actually mean this Tuesday.
No.
How have you turned this into Abbott and Costello, who's on first? It's just Saturday.
That's amazing.
In 2 days' time. I've been saying next
what
Saturday.
What you're saying is 100% true.
Yes.
Because, hey, Boxy, let's go for a coffee next Tuesday. I mean this Tuesday.
Yes.
That's actually the next Tuesday. But
it's actually Tuesday. The point. So, for instance, on Saturday.
No, but if you mean the Tuesday after, you'd say
because
Tuesday
I'm
week.
No, because I'm in this week, I'll just go next Tuesday. Well, next Friday, next Thursday would be, no, next Wednesday would be the Wednesday coming.
Six
but I mean
away.
The Wednesday after.
That's Wednesday week. That's what you say there.
No, but we say, but what she's saying
next,
is we say next.
We say next
that's
or
the
this.
Point.
I'm no clearer on this.
No, you're being 100% clear.
Really? What did I say?
You said, we say next, meaning next, but it's actually the next.
We don't make sense.
I said, we say next, meaning this.
Yeah, which is this. That's what I say. So, hey, righto. So, next Tuesday, right, we've got, say, it's Tradioki. Next Tuesday.
Yep.
In my brain, I'm saying that's
this
a Tuesday coming.
Tuesday. Yes,
but it's actually
the
Tuesday after.
Yes, we did it.
This is manic. We need less coffee in Australia. That's what's called.
1019, The Fox.
Australian Open continues. Some shake-up yesterday, though.
God,
we had Ash Barty go out. And then Nadal. How did that even happen? Fev, as you said, you went to sleep going, well, he's got
two
it.
Two sets to love up, and I went, it's over. He was smashing him.
And then Tsitsipas, he came through.
He went bang.
Did I get that right?
The Greek goddess.
Tsitsipas. Anyway, this is a huge coup for the show,
and
we can't believe we get this exclusive access. We are so grateful, but he is on the line now, Rafael Nadal. Rafa, welcome back to the show.
Oh, hello, Fifi. It is fantastic to hear your voice again, but I am very upset. Very tough.
Of course.
What happened last night, Rafa?
Well, you know I play very well. I start the first two sets unbelievable.
Yes, so
and
good.
I'm hitting my forehand very good. And then I just got chopped.
Very
bubble. Rafa, what did Tsitsipas mean? I mean, I heard him in his press conference and he said he was flying like a bird.
Fly like a little bird.
Did you see that? Did you know what he meant?
Yes, he said he was flying like a little bird. Way to rub it in, Stefanos.
Now, Raf, is a disappointing loss. It's sad to see you leave Melbourne Park, but you've had a lot to say about the world number one. You're world number two. You're going for 21 Grand Slams to beat Roger Federer, outright leader. A lot happened yesterday, and you're saying that Novak's actually, you reckon he's cheating a little bit, faking his injury.
Well, what do you want me to say, Brendan? You want me to take the gloves off?
Yeah, take them off. You're out now. Take them off.
Well, I'm very upset, so I'm a little bit pissed, so I got to say what I think. You know what? I think he is pretender. I have a vendetta against Novak Djokovic, and I'm going to expose him on the clay at the Roland Garros. But I think 100%, you know, he said he injured, but I don't think he injured. You know, I think he wants excuse, and I'm going to expose him because I'm going to chop him next time he plays. Don't worry about that. I think 100% he's telling fibs. He's telling porky pies, you know. I know it for sure.
Raf, I agree. And the only way to settle this is to obviously ask Novak. So do you want to pass the phone over to him, please?
Well, yes, I know. It's pretty awkward. I just said it in front of his face. So I get him here.
You know, it is me, Novak Djokovic, and obviously honored to be on your show. I love talking to you people. You are fantastic, you know.
What do you think about what Rafa just said? Did you hear any of that?
Well, you know, I was too busy basking and bathing in my own arrogance to listen to anything he said. But you know what? I don't know. It's a tough one because it's directly correlated to whether I am winning a match or losing a match. Usually when I'm winning, my body is fine. But when I start to lose, then I start to feel not so good, you know, body-wise.
Novak, what about, because you are such a jovial sort of upbeat guy, but what about you lost it yesterday? Did you break that racket? That was a bit of a tanty.
Yes, I snapped it like a toothpick. You know, it's sometimes people look at my physique and they see my arms and I'm not built like Rafa, but I can break rackets like a champion when I need to, you know? So that's exactly what I did. I had to let out the anger, so to speak. I'm not perfect. I know you think so, but not perfect.
You are perfect. You're the world number one. Now, watching last night and seeing Rafa go down in five sets, you've got an easy semi-final on today, so it's great access that we've got you today. Mate, so walk in the park. You love Melbourne Park. You're going to win another Grand Slam. Just easy?
Well, what do you think, Brendan? Come on. I mean, you know me. I'm Novak Djokovic. I'm going to go out there and
It depends. You know, if I go down a set or two, I might lose because I can blame my injury. But if I win the first set, I'm going to be fine and my injury will disappear. So it just depends on the match.
Hey, Novak, I see that across your career, you've earned around $200 million, possibly even more. If you win the Australian Open, will you spend more than $4 on a haircut?
That's very funny, you know, Nick. And well, it's true, you know, I like to sport the same haircut, but I've been inspired by Nick Kyrgios. You know, I'm thinking about getting some race car strips in my hair, maybe dyeing it pink. You know, giving the peasants something to rave about, you know.
What are your thoughts on Nick? He's he obviously bowed out early. Was that a delight?
Well, you know, Nick and I have a little bit of a rivalry going on, but I don't know. You know what? He says some untoward things about me in the media, but I have no issue with him. Apart from the fact he chopped me the last two times we played. But, you know, I can't wait to get on the court with him again and let my aloofness be felt, my presence, you know.
Oh, we can't wait to see more of that aloofness. Thank you for joining us. I nearly called you Rafa. Novak, don't want to get you too confused.
Keep chopping, everyone.
Chop, chop, chop.
It's all chopping, you know.
Feel like you're living at a resort every day and head to mandalayliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne. 101, this is